It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So as we're concluding this week of the Come Follow Me, going from Jacob 1 through 4, I want to pause in Jacob chapter 4 today. One of the things I want to start off with is, like many of you out there, I wear glasses, okay? I don't always wear them in the videos because they, you know, you can see all kinds of crazy stuff with that. I wear them when I need to read. In fact, I've got a condition. Those who know me in person have probably seen this a lot, and they know me well with this. I've got a condition in my left eye. It is called intermittent exotropic strabismus. So intermittent means sometimes, exotropic means outward, and strabismus means lazy eye. So I have a sometimes outward lazy eye that will drift this direction. Now what happens is, when it does that, it's not like I'm seeing in both directions. That would be awesome, but I can't do that. When this one drifts off, it shuts off completely. And so 100% of my focus is out of my right eye. So there are times where I am running at 50% capacity on my eyesight, which is not the greatest thing to do at all. But in order to get this one to focus, I have to close this one. And so what happens is, the lazy eye that, you know, just kind of goes off on its own, now it has to focus. And then when I can get them working together, it is awesome. I've had a lot of funny experiences with this. And anyway, those who know me know the stories with that. And it's kind of fun. So I think the Nephites had the same problem that I have. Sometimes they are running at 50% capacity with their eyesight. They are sometimes not focused the way that they should. And when you do that, you cannot see things very clearly. You go into Jacob chapter 4. Now, one of the cool things about this, and oftentimes we ignore this, this is in the chapter heading right here. Sometimes it is cool to be able to see the date that is going on right here. This is about 544 to 421 BC, meaning before Christ. So this is many hundred years before the coming of Jesus Christ. Now, verses 3 and 4, Jacob is very clear on some things. Now, in this thing, meaning writing things down on plates, we do rejoice, and we labor diligently to engraven these words upon plates, hoping that our beloved brethren and our children will receive them with thankful hearts, and look upon them that they may learn with joy and not sorrow, neither with contempt concerning their first parents. That kind of reminds me of the, we talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, we preach, we write according to our prophecies, that our children may know to what source they may look for remission of their sins. That's why we write these things down. Verse 4 is a wonderful verse. For this intent, we have written these things, that they may know that we knew of Christ, and we had a hope of his glory many hundred years before his coming. And not only we ourselves had a hope of his glory, but also all the holy prophets which were before us. I think that's so cool that these guys, again, in a world where we have to wear glasses because we can't see very well, these guys had perfect vision, and they knew how to look forward to Jesus Christ. They knew what to look to. They knew how to look for him. For example, verse number 5, they believed in Christ and worshiped the Father in his name. And we also worship the Father in his name. And for this intent, we keep the law of Moses, it pointing our souls to him. And for this cause, it is sanctified unto us for righteousness, even as it was accounted unto Abraham in the wilderness to be obedient to the commands of God in offering up his son Isaac. Again, that's such a crazy, messy story. But why is it there? Which is a similitude of God and his only begotten son, which is so cool. So here they are understanding the need to focus on Jesus Christ. So what do we do? Verse number 6, wherefore we search the prophets, and we have many revelations and the spirit of prophecy, and having all these witnesses, we obtain a hope, and our faith becometh unshaken. Such a cool phrase. Insomuch that we could truly command in the name of Jesus, and the very trees obey us, or the mountains, or the waves of the sea. And I love verse number 7. Nevertheless, the Lord showeth us our weakness, those things that we're not that good at, that we may know that it is by his grace and his great condescensions unto the children of men that we have power to do these things. You know, these things is the antecedent there in verse number 6, where you're just like, we could do all of these things as we keep our minds focused on Jesus Christ. Our eyesight on him is 20/20. When we drift off a little bit, we don't get to focus as well on Jesus Christ. In fact, some of these verses, again, we're talking hundreds of years before Jesus Christ even comes. You got verse number 12. Now, behold, marvel not that I tell you these things, for why not speak of the atonement of Jesus Christ? This event that's not going to take place for hundreds of years. And Jacob is like, look, let's focus on this and let's talk about Jesus Christ to obtain a perfect knowledge of him, as to attain the knowledge of a resurrection and the world to come. Now, here is the problem Behold, this is verse 14, the Jews were a stiff-necked people. They despised the words of plainness and killed the prophets and sought for things they could not understand. Good thing we don't have that problem today, right? Wherefore, because of their blindness, which blindness, they had spiritual strabismus, like I have sometimes, right? Which blindness came by looking beyond the mark, they must needs fall. For God hath taken away his plainness from them and delivered unto them many things which they cannot understand, because they desired it. You're focusing on all of these things that you don't understand? Well, fine, I'm going to give you more things you don't understand, right? And because they desired it, God hath done it, that they may stumble. So what do you think the phrase looking beyond the mark means? Well, Elder Quentin L. Cook, back in October 2016 General Conference, he said Jesus Christ is the mark. And you look at some of the things that the Jews did, they had Jesus Christ right in front of them, and yet they were constantly looking beyond him to other things when he was right there with them, able to bless their lives. They were looking for more difficult things, and so what happened? That became their focus. They were going oftentimes 50% of the time. And what happens is they need to take a second, they need to focus, and then get everything together so they can see clearly and have that 100% focus on Jesus Christ. I know that when my eye goes lazy, I have a hard time focusing. But once I focus, I can see much more clearly. Sometimes I need glasses to get me focused, but once I focus, I can see clearly. You know, this weekend, what a wonderful opportunity we have to be able to focus on Jesus Christ, to be able to spend time on Saturday and Sunday and focus on Jesus Christ and not try to look beyond the mark. I guarantee you there's going to be people out there that are going to hear the message of Jesus Christ and they're going to look beyond it for something else. If you will stay focused on Jesus Christ, this weekend is going to be a fantastic weekend for you, and you will see Jesus Christ much more clearly in your life. I am looking forward to it. I am grateful for General Conference. I love that our prophets and apostles are speaking about him and testifying about him so that I may know who to look to when my life gets very difficult, and I can look to Jesus Christ and focus on him and not try to look past it to other things, but to focus on Jesus. I am grateful for General Conference. I am grateful for Jacob 1 through 4 and all the things that we get to do to be able to focus on Jesus better. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.